Good morning. This is the NABWIC Weekly Politically Speaking radio talk show, and we are coming in from the national memberships from around the country to talk about politics. And today's discussion is, question is, why is it important to vote locally? And we'll start out with Katina McClinton. Could you please get us started?
Hi, my name is Katina McClinton. I'm the owner of Fresh Start Development for 17 years, general contractors in the Tampa, Florida area, and we commercial residential additions build out is what we provide you with to start you fresh on your construction needs. And to answer your question, why is it important for you to vote in your local election? It's to increase the voting in local elections can be a game changer. This makes it extremely important to consider and vote for whom your local elected officials will be so that vote can be on your side.
Thank you very much, Katina. And as I introduce you, please let the audience know where you're from. Next on the phone will be Ann McNeil.
Hi, this is Ann McNeil, the master builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And I am a licensed general contractor over 40 years in the South Florida area. We actually work throughout the state of Florida. But today, as the founder of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and on the show, NABWIC Politically Speaking, this is, for me, one of the reasons why the Associated Builders and Contractors have a motto that says that if you're not in politics, you are not in business. And so with that thought in mind, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, through the Legislative Committee, has taken on a goal and a vision to make sure that we inform our local members of this organization and our community on the importance of voting locally. And so we have began to clearly understand the power of politics in our business, even as a small business. Myself personally and professionally, we went back for about 20 years and researched the projects that we're on. And the major projects that we're on, we realized that 99.9% of the ones that we make profit on was because of politics. So thank you so very much for the question.
Thank you, Ms. McNeil. Next, we would like to hear from Shirley Everett.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Shirley Everett. I'm president of Everett Painting. We have been in business for 31 years. We are a struck above the rest and exceptionally the best, and we do it right the first time. I think it's so very important to vote locally because if you want to change your city, your state, or your county, you have to make sure that you put the right people in, and it all starts in your local area to determine what's going to happen when it goes to federal.
Thank you very much, Shirley. Next, we will have comments and ideas from Valerie Mundy.
Good morning. I'm Valerie Mundy from Central Florida. I am a professional engineer and a licensed electrical contractor, and we do work in the Orlando Airport arenas, in addition to airports around the country. I'm the owner of Global One Networks, and I've been in business for 30 years in this industry. It is so crucial to be involved in local politics, to know who is decision-making on things that you're going to be involved in your livelihood. It's important because if you're going to be involved in getting a piece of the pie, you need to know who's making the pie. And what's happening is our local elected officials, they are folks that are involved in the community, but they're also, once they're elected, they're involved in making major decisions in your community. And we also need to be, as a reciprocal arrangement, to be able to help them and elevate them to also help our own communities. So it's important to be involved in local elections for our business sake and also for our community's sake. And collectively, we can assist everyone in elevating our community.
Thank you so much, Ms. Mundy, for those thoughtful and insightful comments. Next, we would like to hear from Tasha Green.
Good morning. This is Tasha Green of Green Titan Management here in Detroit. My company specializes in large-scale residential management of multifamily communities, as well as lead, asbestos, and mold remediation and janitorial services. I think it's very important for people to vote and get involved in politics on the local level, not only because a lot of times in order for people to hear your voice, you have to have a seat at the table, but also laws and regulations locally are determined by who's in the seat on a local level. And so if you see, you know, no diversity on the police department or my taxes continue to go up, or whatever it is within your local community, it's very important to not only speak your voice and get involved, but to make sure that the people who are acting on your behalf, who are currently elected, are doing so in a manner that is going to best benefit you and your family. And that will only happen if we get involved and vote and also run for office. And I'm very, very happy to be one of those here in my local city, which is Westland, Michigan, running for city council, and will soon be, as of next week, Tuesday, the very first African-American city council woman. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And now we have Kylene.
Good morning. My name is Kylene Henry. I'm a licensed financial advisor. I help the emerging affluent develop a healthy relationship with money. I've been in the financial services arena for over 12 years now, and my goal is to bridge the wealth gap by educating my clients and helping to create strategic relationships. I'm very passionate about empowering youth and community engagement, so this topic is very near and dear to my heart. This recent election really caused me to wake up and realize that it's important for me to get engaged. I can't just sit back and, you know, hope that someone else is going to do it for me. And it's very important to vote in every election, but especially your local elections, because, you know, the turnout in local elections allows these elected officials to know that we are leveraging our power as voters. And our vote is what encourages them to be is what will encourage them to continue to be transparent and to communicate and to address and advocate for our issues, because we are the ones to put them in those positions. And when we do not vote, it gives them a pass at times to move forward with whoever's votes and whoever is in their ear. So this is a way for us to speak up and make sure that our issues are being heard, and for them to know that we are here and that we are demanding that they serve us, because that is the reason why they're in their positions. So I think this is a great conversation. I'm really excited to be a part of it this morning.
Thank you so much, Kylene. And each of you, these comments resonate in terms of holding our politicians accountable to make sure that we are included in a significant way for business, and our politicians are key to that success. So I'm going to circle around to Ann McNeil again so that she will share some additional insights in NABWIC and politics. So Ann McNeil, please.
Well, thank you. I have to yield to Katina McClinton because she's done some research and preparation for this radio show today, NABWIC Talks Radio, especially talking about NABWIC politically speaking. So, Katina, if you would share, and then I'll come back.
Yes, I have did some research this past week, and I found out that we have 26 states that vote on November 7th. And it's so critical that the local people go and vote for each election on that date. And then also we have 12 states that vote November 6th. And Florida votes are in August for the primary. And then we hear other dates of November 7th, but I never knew that November 6th or November 14th was a date that we voted, because those dates stick out to me because that's the dates that I know. And the research, where I found this research is rockthevote.com. You can go there. If you know anybody that needs to register to vote, they have some states that can, you can register to vote the same day and then actually put your vote in. Go to rockthevote.com, register to vote if they have that available, and then vote the same day. You have to go there, and it'll tell you which states that you can do that in. Thank you for your question.
Yeah, Naomi, I'm not sure if anybody else has any other comments or questions, but one of the areas of discussion for me, and just wanted to make sure that we understand Black women as a part of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction. But if we don't exercise that voice politically, locally, in our home area, the voice is not as powerful, because all politics are local. We can get involved with our national presidential election and congressional elections and all of those. But if you don't know your local school board members, and you don't know your local members who are on your city commission, your county commission, and many of these board members that control the dollars, the tax dollars that impact your business, are you really in business? And so as Black women, as a part of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, through the legislative committee and the many subcommittees that we have, it is imperative that we get involved and make sure that our voice is heard. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Anne, for this wrap-up. Again, it is key to visit your local voting website and get out, take as many neighbors as you can fit in your vehicle, and get out to vote so that we can have representation. This has been National Association for Black Women in Construction, Blog Talk, and we will have radio discussions, speaking politically, next Saturday. So thank you so much for tuning in.